Ooh.
Let the people know, dude. It's a Nightcast. This is a Nightcast.
Dude, the Nightcast getting fired
up. Nightcast, dude. Cheers, dude.
Dude, hell yeah.
Cheers to the Nightcast.
Clink.
Woo!
Yes, dude.
Just came from Walmart, dude.
What was going on down there?
We gotta get jobs there.
I would get a job
there. I'm dead serious. Once I get out of my painting contract for the summer, dude, I'm gonna hit Walmart. We're gonna become king of the black teens, dude.
King of the what?
King of the black teenagers, dude.
Black teens?
It's, dude, you just gotta go down there. It's all the cashiers.
All black teens.
It's just wild black Damn, teenagers, dude. We gotta go down there and just
that probably no. And again, this is there's deeper reasons than race, but
why?
Man, that must be literally the worst service on earth.
Well, yeah, teenagers.
Not just teenagers here, but we're talking black God. Philly teenagers. We just had it at fucking what's it called?
Where?
Blaze Pizza.
Oh, dude, we got there brutalized.
Was, oh my God! So me and Matt went to we had a nice dinner at Blaze Pizza, lovely establishment.
That was nice.
And there was a couple guys working behind there that got overwhelmed because a lot of people came in at once, and you could see just they really gave up.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
Matt got scolded.
Some guy scolded me, dude.
This is
tough. We got to get down there. We got to tuck some polos in, dude, and straighten out Walmart.
You think we do?
100%.
Dude, they would hate us.
Dude, we got to go down there. We got to interrupt the Facebook Live sessions, dude.
You think the black teens are going to like you?
Hell yeah, dude. They're not going to like me. They're going to respect me.
The black teens are going to hate you,
they're going to fear and respect me.
No, dude, you think you're going to coach Carter then?
I'm Machiavellian as fuck, dude. They're going to respect me.
You think you're going to coach Carter?
Definitely.
You think you're going to come down there and be very strict?
I'm going to get into all their dangerous minds, dude.
Yeah, some of them are going to be pissed. Like, somebody's going to get real pissed and quit right away.
You think so? I'll get him back.
You're going to have to get him back. He's going to be the most troubled.
I'm going to have to go to his gang practice, dude, if I can get him out.
And then you're going to put on a fucking do-rag and start dancing. You're going to have a breakdance scene with the kids.
I'm going to show up in a blazer with like a large thermos and be like, all right, guys, let's go. They'll be like, you're fucking high. I'll be like, shut up.
Yeah, that'll be good, man.
Shut that down.
Damn, dude, the Nightcast is already hot.
Nightcast, 3 minutes in, dude.
3 minutes in, you're already talking about black teens.
Well, dude, I mean, we got to rise to the ranks at Walmart. We got to start as cart boys, dude. That'd be sick. And
start as cart boys and then graduate to become king of the black teens.
King of the black teens, dude, at Walmart, yeah. They'll come in and be like, my liege. They're like, rise.
You think you can get the black teens to bow to you and call you my liege? Dude, never. If you're a black teen working at a Walmart in what fucking, where is it?
South Philly.
South Philly? Dude.
You don't think they'd fucking, think they'd pledge allegiance to
you? You could be fucking, the only person that they would give a fuck about is if you were Kendrick Lamar. You could be fucking Drake and walk in there and they'd be like, yo, faggot ass motherfucker. Like, dude, they're the meanest people on earth. Are you kidding me? Black teen cashiers? Literally the meanest.
I got snubbed hard when I was there.
They're mean, dude.
Yeah.
It's a mean bunch.
Yeah, they're motherfuckers, dude.
They'll fucking, the first chance they get to ridicule you, they will take it.
I think it is a gang, dude.
It's for sure. Walmart?
Walmart cashiers. It's like Bloods, Crips, that's Walmart like, cashiers.
Brandon Vincent Jack. Or no, is it Sydney?
Sydney has
a great joke about it.
Yeah, about how he's scared of black teenagers.
Sydney Gantt. He has a joke about how he's afraid of black women.
No, he's afraid only of black female cashiers at Target. Yeah, he does, actually. Oh.
They are very mean.
Yeah, that lady was not nice to me, dude.
Yeah? I mean, obviously, sometimes they can be super nice.
Yeah.
Not the black teens, though.
Yeah, when I'm talking the old ladies, dude.
You get old ladies can be very nice.
Yeah, you get an old lady on the squad, dude, handing the paper towels.
The teens
dude.
Are nothing but mean motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Not digging that Walmart.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Not about that Walmart life, dude. I'm trying to get into that Walmart life, dude, and get paper.
Yeah?
I'm trying to get papered at Walmart, dude.
You're not going to get any paper.
Dude, I'm going to be fucking, I'll be running that thing in like a month.
Yeah?
Dude, with my fucking business background, dude.
Your business background's garbage.
LeBeau, College of Business, dude. Drexel 09. I'm bringing my degree into fucking Walmart. I'm going to put it on the carts while I push them, dude. I'm going to rise up hard as fuck. I'm gonna cry like Pursuit of Happiness every day.
Dude. You're going to get fired after a fucking week, dude. Yeah, you're going to quit. You're going to quit after fucking 2 days.
Nah, dude, I'd rise the fucking ranks.
Day three, this bit would get old and you'd quit.
No, would it? I get my first paycheck, dude. It would get so old. I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
You get an $80 paycheck after like an 80-hour work week.
I would just have child support taken out. Like, dude, how many kids? Like, dude, they all fucking come.
You would turn into a black teen, dude. After like
sick.
A month, you'd be just sitting at a register on your phone.
That'd be sick, dude. I'd just be FaceTiming.
I wouldn't even recognize you
anymore. I'd be FaceTiming you. I'd be like, yo.
I'd come into Walmart, wouldn't even recognize my old friend.
I'd be on Facebook Live the whole time, like, yo, we're at Walmart.
That's too much, Matthew. That dude, that sight he got you lifted.
Dude, this is burning, dude.
How can you even drink that, man? That must be, you're just cowboy facing that too. You're tough. If I was drinking,
cowboy facing.
If I was sighty and if I was drinking that sighty, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, you'd be fucking puking, dude.
I'd already be sick.
Nah, man.
You just put those things down.
That stuff's basically like liquid dip, dude. I'm just drinking your spit, dude.
You don't even bring up dip.
Sorry.
Don't even,
Shane is 1 week sober from dip, dude.
I'm 1 week not
Everyone
dipping.
Reach out to Shane, dude. Send
and
him
right
some fucking
now
love.
In front of me on the poker table is a pack of Nicorette gum and about 3 pounds of sunflower seeds.
He's doing it, dude.
But I am a week in.
Doctor told me it's 6 months to live.
Don't even joke. Sorry. Don't joke about it.
Sorry.
Like that.
Hell no. Yeah. Send Shane some fucking
support. I
don't
go to doctors. Dude, doctors are a fucking racket.
Heard that?
I don't go to doctors.
Me either, bro.
I'm fucking healthy as fuck.
I missed my appointment 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
I was supposed to go.
What did you have too many sighties?
I was rockstar lifestyle, dude. I was trying to get him to come to me and look at me in my room. He's like, dude, you got to come in here. I was like, yo, fuck that.
Rockstar lifestyle.
I was like, what? You don't come to my house? I'm like, nah. I was like,
yeah,
fuck off,
the old
dude.
Days, dude. That'd be nice if you had like a town doctor that had like one of those leather bags. It just comes up to your bedroom while you're trying
just
to sleep.
Just fucking grabs your nuts and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Nightcast is probably terrible, dude.
No, Nightcast is hot, dude.
Nightcast
is hot.
These people are going to hate the Nightcast.
No, they're not going to. They're going to love it. We're 8 minutes in. This is fucking rolling thunder,
all
dude.
Right.